It is Thursday, January 9th, 2014. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Ooh.
You there in the front row. What?
It's one of my favorite things every year. It's the Shiloh Museum's 6th annual Cabin Fever Reliever.
Now, isn't this where they ask people who have collections to come in?
Yes.
Okay.
Subtitled Collector's Day. Yes. They used to do the pre-Christmas open house, and they decided people needed it more in January.
Absolutely.
So they invite collectors to come in, and on this Saturday from 10 to 2, there will be cornhusk dolls, mm-hmm. marbles and marble games, crystals, rolling pins.
I'm going to stop you right there. So someone has a collection of rolling
Apparently
pins.
Apparently so.
My favorite collections to look at are the collections of things you would think there's only one or two of.
Yes.
Right? How could there be enough to collect rolling pins? So this I want to see.
Well, if you know Abby Burnett, who is a writer and wonderful person in Northwest Arkansas, she used to collect kitchen tools.
Okay.
I promise you, there's not one style of any kind of kitchen tools.
Okay.
So this will be interesting. Ribbon flowers, driftwood, Native American art, watches, paperweights, Siloam Springs memorabilia,
mm-hmm.
snow globes, pencil sharpeners.
There are some people of a certain age who might not even know what a pencil sharpener is, I guess.
That's true.
Yeah.
The same ones who don't know how to write 2014 on the check. G.I. Joe toys,
mm-hmm.
storybook dolls, Christmas pyramids, rocks.
Christmas pyramids. What is a Christmas pyramid?
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Pigs.
Okay, I know
magnets,
what pigs are, yeah.
And glass vacuum coffee pots.
Oh, wow.
You should go to the Shiloh Museum from 10 to 2 on Saturday. It is, of course, free. They almost always have juice and cookies.
And the idea behind this, they always put the call out, like if you've got an interesting collection come in, and every year when they do that, we get the call or the email just like a week later, we're full.
Mm-hmm.
People love to collect.
Oh, yeah. My sister and I did. We collect Stetson pottery.
All right.
It's mid-century modern China.
Mm-hmm.
We went one year. Surprising how many people wanted to talk about mid-century modern China.
You find kindred spirits, I suppose.
Indeed.
So, all right. Well,
it'll be fun. And then you should go back on Wednesday of next week.
Uh-huh.
Because they have a program at noon, their sandwiched in program, called Weaving Warmth, Uncovering Ozark Coverlets, which are not the same things as quilts.
What is a coverlet, then?
A coverlet is a woven blanket.
Oh, okay.
So you should check this out.
Is that a square rectangle thing? Like, not all blankets are coverlets, but all coverlets are blankets?
No, not all not any quilts are coverlets, and no coverlets are quilts.
Yeah, I'm in over my head. Sorry.
Okay. And you're trying to drag me in with you, so I'm getting out.
I'm taking your word for it. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.